Your work is to look into your world and let it help you to identify your expanded experience and then come into alignment with that expansion. And anything that you, as you are able to do that, anything that you do that helps someone else do that, that's a very helpful thing. What do you think the dolphins have to learn from you?
I don't think they have much to learn per se. I think it would be valuable. If I was a dolphin, I'd have a curiosity about...
But you're not,
yeah.
You see. And so you're superimposing your humandom over dolphindom, and it's dumb. In other words, the dolphin, if the dolphin from its non-physical inner being state wanted your experience, it would have been born into one of you.
Interesting.
But it came with a different set of intentions that, in other words, you might say, well, is it possible for that which is the dolphin to evolve into that which is man? And we say, the dolphin is expanding at a ratio that man is expanding, but the dolphin has different intentions. And don't ask it to hold your intentions, and don't ask it to understand your point of view. In other words, when the whale is caught in the net and the people free it, and the whale comes forward as if to say, thank you, that's the human interpretation, that the whale is offering appreciation, and we say the whale is not only offering appreciation, but saying, wasn't that a fun thing that we co-created together? In other words, it certainly does have interest in that, but there are people who are psychics to animals, mm-hmm. who are giving all kinds of information that the animal is wanting to convey. And as we've listened to animals, we hear far less conversation from them. And the conversation that we hear from animals, in other words, the conversation that as we project to Esther, the heart of the beasts and what they're wanting to convey, the words that she finds are well-being, eternal life, all is well, there is love and appreciation for you, I'm feeling respect for you. I'm eager about life. I fear not death. And that's about it. Mm-hmm. In other words, there is not an infatuation with projection of thought. In other words, it's more living in the moment and aligning of the energies. And what that these bring to your planet above all other things, they did not come to be the intellectual creatures. They came to be the energy balancers of your planet. They came to be those who are easily in alignment. They came to, and that's why as we talk about the domesticated beasts, those are the ones that get out of whack and begin to show their disease, you see. And the dolphins, even though they don't mind communicating with you, they really are not wanting to be drawn into the details of your experience, because if you could draw them more specifically into the details of the human experience, it would be you could inspire them, unless you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on while you're doing it. You could inspire them to their first taste of disconnection, and then someone will blame it on refined sugar when it isn't.
Okay, so part of it was my coming in from wanting to do something and impose. How about co-creating with dolphins? Is there a space for that, or that you would sense would be valuable to them, or something they would like and valuable to people?
Well, go for it, and they'll let you know if they're interested and if it suits them. And one of the things that we would say about them, if you are approaching them in a gentle way and not an assertive way, is that if they don't want to play, they won't. Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you capture them and put them in a tank, they will make the best of it. Mm-hmm. But
no, not that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Stand if you think it's you. Good guess.
Hello. I have a real concrete question regarding things that I work on. I kind of feel that maybe I'm a little too close to it, and I kind of like a new perspective. It's regarding things